Chapter 18, Popular Science.
第十八章，科普知识。
Unit 18, Popular Science.
科普知识。
Conversations. Part 1. Tang Ming and Du Hua, two college students, are discussing computer craze.
Now, many students have computers.A computer craze has hit the campus of many colleges of China.
Yes, you are right. If you enter a dormitory, you will find one or two computers there.
It is true that the computer has been used widely in student studies. But some students often play computer games.
Right. According to the survey, computers greatly influence some students' studies. In my university, many young video addicts could indulge themselves in games all night long.
Oh, fortunately, many universities and colleges are aware of such problems.And are planning to carry out projects to correct this phenomenon.
It seems to me that the campus computer problems are not a question of the computer itself, but of the way of using it.
I agree. We are sure that colleges and universities can find a good solution to these problems.
Part 2.Wu Li is a salesman, Ma Gang is a customer. They are talking about exchanging a computer.
What can I do for you?
I bought a computer here last Friday, and now it simply does not work.
What's wrong with it?
I'm not sure. When I turn it on, there's only sound but no words.
Is the screen clear?
Not very clear.
Did you try it here before you took it home?
Yes, it was all right. But when it got to my office, it didn't work properly.
It's unreasonable.
Can you replace it with another one?
I'm afraid not.Would you send the computer in, and we have it checked first? Then we'll see what we can do about it.
Part 3. Tom and Susan are in Tom's sports car. They are at a petrol station.
3 gallons of super, please.
3 gallons of super, yes, sir.
Tom, why don't we get a small family car?
What? You mean sell my sports car? Never.
But it's expensive to run, and it's old. You bought it long before.
Excuse me. That's $5, sir.
Here you are. Oh, and would you check my battery, please?
Check the battery, sir? Certainly.
Don't you remember? It broke down just before we got married. And it was in the garage for a whole week.
This is a wonderful car. It always starts first time.
The battery's all right, sir.
Thank you.
It didn't start first time yesterday morning.
That was only because it was so cold. It's a wonderful engine. Just listen to it when I start it now.
Presses starter. Sound of engine turning over but not starting.
I'm listening, Tom. Passage. Electricity.If you were thirsty and took a cup to the kitchen sink, you might first turn the tap on just a little way, so that only a thin stream of water came from it. Then you would turn the tap a bit farther. Not only would there be more water, but also it would come out with greater force. If you turned it on as far as it would go, you would get no water in your cup at all, for it would come from the tap in so powerful a jet that it would bounce straight out of the cup again, and most likely drench you. In that stream of water, then, are three things. Or rather, two things and their result. Firstly, the amount or quantity or current of water. Secondly, the pressure pushing it. And thirdly, the power of the jet, which is the result or product of the current of water and the force pushing it. Electrical power. Although this is not quite the same as in electricity, it helps in understanding amps, volts, and watts. For the volt is the unit of electric pressure or force. The amp, short for ampere, is the unit of electrical current, while the watt is the unit of electrical power. A watt is the power given by an ampere of current flowing in a circuit at a pressure of 1 volt. So the more the volts and amps there are, the more watts. As in that water tap, the more current there is, and the more pressure, then the greater the resulting power. The word pressure is not quite correct, however, when used about volts. They are better described as units of force. Scientists and engineers call them units of electromotive force, or EMF. Resistance. When you pump up your bicycle tire, you use force, or pressure, to push air into the inner tube. But the air in there already pushes back against you. In much the same way, when you push a current of electricity through a wire, there is a kind of pushback called resistance, set up by the metal of which the wire is made. Just as the units of force, current, and power have names, so has the unit of electrical resistance. It is called the ohm. Resistance of metals. Every metal has its own resistance to the passage of an electrical current through it. The lower the resistance of a metal, the better it is as a carrier or conductor of electrical energy. For if you have to use up power in overcoming this resistance, there is so much the less for you at the other end of the conductor. The length of pieces of wire of the same diameter, each piece having a resistance of 1 ohm, will depend on the metal of which they are made. Again, for the same diameter, a wire of low resistance will be longer than one of high resistance. A copper wire will be longer than one of iron, or lead, or nickel, for its resistance is very low. and not much energy is needed to overcome it. For this reason, copper is used in making wires, cables, and overhead lines for carrying electrical current. Aluminum is another good conductor with a low resistance. Being light in weight, it is often used for overhead lines, such as you see slung in graceful curves between pylons. But being a soft metal, it usually has a steel wire core to give it strength. Sometimes, however, wires of high resistance are put to special uses. When electrical energy is taken up in overcoming the resistance of a wire, it produces heat. This makes the wire red hot, as in an electrical radiator, or white hot, as in the filament of a lamp. Thus, from metals of high resistance, we can get either heat or light for our use.
Words and expressions.
Thirsty.
Tap.
Bounce.
Drench.
Amp.
Volt.
Watt.
Circuit.
Pump.
Wire.
Resistance.
Ohm.
Conductor.
Diameter.
Lead.
Nickel.
Cable.
Aluminium.
Sling.
Pylon.
Radiator.
Filament. Exercises. Section 1. Listening comprehension. Listen to the record. Answer each question by choosing A, B, C, or D from the possible choices. A.
1. I need to get car insurance. You got any ideas?
Well, you could try my company. It seems to have fair rates.
2. Sir, your bags are 40 pounds overweight. You are allowed only 25 pounds of baggage.
Well then, how much do I owe you?
3. You're putting on a little weight, aren't you?
I know, don't remind me. I'm starting a new diet today.
4. Where can I exchange some money?
You'll have to go to the Bank of China, but it closes at 5 p.m.
5. I'm a scientist. I've just finished a paper on computer 5.
Oh, that's my field too. I work for an institute.
6. How exactly do you figure out the car fares?
Well, the first 5 kilometers are $10, and every extra kilometer costs you $1.
7. The dictionary is $58, and the textbook is $25.
Here's a $100 bill.
8. How long will it take you to repair my computer?
I'll call you when it's ready, but it shouldn't take longer than 2 weeks.
9. How much time did you have for writing the composition?
We were given 2 hours, but I finished in less than half the time. 10. What do you think of my article?
The ideas are good. If I were you, I'd rewrite the last 2 paragraphs to make it better.
B. Everyone seems to be on a diet. Have you noticed that, Jane?
Everyone seems to be talking about diets.
A neighbor of mine is on an orange diet. She eats an orange for breakfast, an orange for lunch, and 2 oranges for dinner.
That's bad for the health. Has she lost any weight?
She doesn't look any thinner, but she hasn't been on the diet long.
A friend of mine eats eggs for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. He never eats anything but eggs.
That's bad for the heart. Eggs have a lot of protein, and protein is good for losing weight. Too many eggs are bad for the heart.
I've read that, too. But eggs are cheaper than steak. An uncle of mine doesn't eat anything but steak. He eats steak for breakfast.
The best way to lose weight is to eat less and exercise more.
C. You should be careful with fires. People who are not careful sometimes cause fires that burn buildings or forests. If you are ever in a building, crawl on the floor to a door and get out. The smoke and heat from the fire are in the upper part of a room. The air near the floor is cooler and fresher. If your clothing get on fire, roll on the ground or wrap yourself in a blanket to shut out the air. With no air, the fire will go out. Firemen sometimes put out fires by spraying water on them. The water cools the burning material so that the fire goes out.
Supplementary reading. Computers and crime. No one who reads the newspapers can doubt the seriousness of this country. Not a day goes by without numerous robberies, rapes, and murders being reported. In many cities, it's extremely dangerous to walk the street at night. Crime is a complex problem with many causes. Poverty, unemployment, conditions in the cities, and increasing disregard for authority all play their roles. And no single remedy is going to solve the problem overnight. But perhaps at least one of the causes can be dealt with. The inefficiency of the criminal justice system. For instance, the police usually are able to solve only a fraction of the crimes committed. And offenders are apprehended. There is usually a long delay in trial and sentencing. During the delay, the offenders may be out on bail, committing more crimes. Much police work concerns information about stolen property, fugitives from justice, the methods of operation of known criminals. The computer can make an important contribution to processing this information effectively and efficiently. Unfortunately, there is almost no other area in which computers inspire such fear. The reason is obvious. The police can initiate proceedings that can take a person's liberty away. And, sometimes with good reason, not everyone is convinced that those proceedings will be carried out fairly. Even worse, the police keep records that can haunt us the rest of our lives. Even those people who have the most to fear from crime may fear even more anything that increase the effectiveness of the police. The fact that large segments of the population do distrust the police is one more reason there will be no easy solutions to the problem of crime. In one way, the computer can be considered a mixed blessing for law enforcement. To be sure, it helps the police solve crimes and apprehend criminals. But it also opens up a whole new world of ways to commit crimes. As far back as 1974, authorities estimated that over $200 million were being lost each year through computer-related crime. That figure certainly has not diminished in the intervening years.